Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
John chapter 1, verse number 33. Let's go to verse number 32. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. It abode upon who? Jesus at the baptism. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. Again, we see for the fourth time, it's mentioned that Jesus is the one who's going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. Now, turn me to Acts chapter 1, verse number 5. Let's begin in verse number 4, okay? Acts 1, 4. This is before the day of Pentecost. This is before Jesus ascended into heaven. It's all going to come together in these verses. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. He's speaking of a particular day, not many days to follow, and that certain day happens to be in Acts chapter number 2 on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost is when the church, we would say, Jesus baptized them with the Holy Ghost. The church was in existence, before Pentecost. Most people teach and believe that the church was born on Pentecost. That's not the case. It's absolutely impossible for the church to have been born on the day of Pentecost because Jesus had the church during his personal ministry. This is a whole nother teaching. Jesus started this church when he called the disciples to him, follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. He began his church there. And so from there, for three and a half years, he had a church. Matter of fact, Matthew 18, he told the people, if you have a problem, talk about it. If it don't work out, tell it to the church. How can you tell something to the church that ain't in existence? Are you thinking what I'm saying? Jesus said, well, if there's a problem, tell it to the church. Work it out among yourselves. Well, there ain't a church. Well, yeah, there was. Okay. And then turn me to Acts chapter number 2, verse number 1. I don't want to get off the subject here, but I want you to see this principle of baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, which is very rare in a Baptist church, by the way. You could laugh about that. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven, as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And this is when they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Jesus did this. He said, I'm going to do this not many days hence. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And we go on and on and on. But look at, just to show, look in verse number 41, I think it is. Yeah, here's the crowd's response. They heard Peter preach, and thousands of people were saved. And they that gladly, verse number 41, and then they gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. How can you add to a church 3,000 souls if it's not already there? So there's already a church in existence that did not start on the day of Pentecost. But the principle I want you to see this morning is about this thing about Holy Ghost baptism. It happened one time. I won't get into the thing about Cornelius, and that's a whole other story and all, but a whole other thing. It happened on the day of Pentecost. Now turn with me to Acts chapter number 11, verse number 16. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how he said that John indeed baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now here he's looking back. Those first five verses, they were looking ahead to the day of Pentecost. Here he said, I remembered, where he said, ye shall be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So again, he's looking back at the day of Pentecost. There's so much here. I got to keep moving on. But the Bible never says the Holy Ghost ever baptized anybody. It was Jesus who did that. He baptized with the Holy Ghost, all right? At the day of Pentecost, it was a one-time event. Paul never spoke of Holy Ghost baptism. Matter of fact, I want you to see something. Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 1. I want you to see this. Open your Bibles, Ephesians 4, 1. You need to underline this. When somebody asks you, have you ever been baptized with the Holy Ghost baptism? You'd say, no, I haven't, neither have you. How can you say that? Because the Bible says there's one Lord, one faith. What did I say? It's 4 or 5. Yeah, there it is. One Lord, one faith. And how many baptisms? Not 2, not 3, not 4. There's one. What baptism is that? Water. It's so plain and clear. Paul never taught that you had to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Just the opposite. He told in Ephesians chapter 5. You would know this verse, verse number 18. And be not drunk with wine wherein it is in excess, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. He didn't say baptized. He said filled. The word filled here literally means to be governed, to be guided, to be controlled by the Spirit of God. That's the command. We are never commanded to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We're commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because now people, if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, you begin to speak in tongues. And I'm not picking on other denominations, but that's what they teach. Matter of fact, that's an evidence of your salvation. Other denominations said, as evidence of your salvation, you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and you begin to speak in other tongues, other the languages and all. I just wanted to share that with you. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. That's a whole other teaching. So he's not talking about baptism of the Holy Ghost here in verse number 13 at all. That's not even in the picture. Again, what is the context of all of this? He's talking about gifts in a church. We hear there's many members. He gives diverse gifts to different members because there's one Spirit. And he places all into that one local body. God saved you. You were baptized and you were led to this church by the Holy Spirit of God. And that's really what he's saying. Let's move on. There should be no divisions. Many members, yet one body under one Spirit of God. Again, that word baptizo means to be, you're placed into, you're put under, you're placed into. Okay. Verse number 14. For the body is not one member, but many. Viewing church members as one body is viewing it as one entity, as the body of Christ. Now, this can get confusing to a lot of people. Won't you stay with it? Stay with me here. We are the body of Christ. Let that sink in. Not the physical body of Christ, obviously, but spiritually, as manifested as a group of believers, we represent the body of Christ to a lost and dying world. Paul wanted the church to know that while the church body is one, yet it has many members in and of that body. A church body does not and cannot exist of only one member. Well, I'm going out on my fishing boat and I'm having church today. Don't work like that. It talks about members. Matter of fact, Jesus said this, whether two or three are gathered together, he didn't say one, he said two or three, or 4 or 5 or 100, whatever, there I am in the midst of them also. You at least have to have 2 to be members of church. It could be a small church. Again, are you following the thought? So we see that it cannot exist of only one member. Church cannot exist with only one member because Jesus taught in Matthew 18:20 that it takes at least 2 members.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.